The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimated an additional 40 million people could be pushed into poverty and food insecurity due to the invasion of Ukraine, exacerbating a historic level of global food insecurity. As a result, the USDA and the USAID announced the infusion of new funding for U.S. food aid programs. As it has for nearly 70 years, U.S. wheat will play a central role in helping feed those in need. According to Kansas Wheat CEO Justin Gilpin, today's food aid programs were sparked by a Kansas farmer who suggested U.S. farmers could share their harvest with global neighbors. Kansas wheat producers are proud to continue this tradition of championing food aid programs that provide high-quality wheat to those in need. In September 1953, Peter O'Brien, a young farmer and rancher from Cheyenne County, suggested at his County Farm Bureau meeting that Kansas farmers could give some surplus grain to countries in dire need, saving lives and building goodwill all at once. A resolution was drafted at the county level and was adopted by the Kansas Farm Bureau and the American Farm Bureau Federation. In 1954, U.S. Senator Andy Schopel, also from Kansas, sponsored the Agricultural Trade Development and Assistance Act, a bill based on the grassroots resolution. The act was then signed into law by President Dwight D. Eisenhower. These actions created today's modern food aid programs. The United States now sends more food aid to countries in need than any other nation, and more wheat is used in the United States as in-kind aid than any other commodity. Wheat is also the most popular commodity for monetization, a development program where donated commodities are sold within the recipient country, and the proceeds support agricultural development projects. Wheat food aid donations average around 33 million bushels, including programs from USDA and USAID. In fiscal year 2019, USAID utilized more than 11.5 million bushels of U.S. hard red winter wheat for food aid, according to the agency's fiscal year 2019 report to Congress. Ethiopia was the largest recipient of hard red winter wheat food aid shipments in recent years, delivered through the USAID program Title II, according to U.S. Wheat Associates, the export market development organization for the U.S. wheat industry. According to Gilpin, from the beginning of these programs, Kansas wheat farmers have championed U.S. food aid programs. U.S. wheat farmers continue to take pride in sharing their harvests with these programs to assist those facing global food insecurity. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.